Alrighty, we are joined by current leader in the clubhouse, Lynn Grant, 64 on the day. Just what was working so well for you?
I think coming off last week, you know, playing at Pebble, it was a challenge. I felt last week that I did really hit the ball well and I was putting well. And I just think coming here, you know, easier conditions, a more, you know, playable course, I think that kind of just suited my mindset for today. And I just got on a roll, I guess.
You finished with three birdies on the back, which was your front. Just take us through that stretch.
Well, I felt like I was playing good the first six holes, but I just couldn't get the putts to go in. And then coming down with those two par fives in the end, I'm quite confident when it comes to par fives. I like those. So I just, you know, hitting some good short game shots and especially two really good three woods.
Absolutely. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up.
Yeah, it was quite the group you played with, you, Rose, and Jin Young Ko. You all played pretty well, too. Do you feed off that kind of, I don't know, playing with high-level players and playing well?
Yeah, I think we absolutely did that today, or at least I did. It's just nice when everything's, you know, kind of going your way in certain things, and you get excited for each other when you make a birdie and so on. So I think it definitely helped.
And then rained last night, cloudy today, pretty calm. Were these pretty ideal scoring conditions?
I think it was. I mean, when we went out, it was quite windy. And that kind of went down a little bit now in the afternoon. But, you know, greens are soft and they're easy to get to the pins. So if you're, you know, hitting the ball well, you can get really close out there.
You got any? No? Okay, we'll keep going. Just a couple more from me. Just, you know, what was something that, you know, you're going to take away from this round and really emphasize going forward?
I was striking the ball really well, both off the tee and into the greens. I just felt very confident with my swing, and I just felt like I didn't have to force anything. I was just having a great tempo, so I'm just going to try to keep that for tomorrow.
You mentioned your ability to take advantage of those par fives. When you were getting ready for this event and kind of, you know, your practice rounds, was that something you were really looking forward to, you know, taking advantage of?
I mean, I always loved to play par fives, and I was a little sad that there were only three out there. I'm glad that I played them on my front nine. I feel like coming off, you know, having those in the end on 17, 18 could be a bit more challenging because you're more or less expecting yourself to make birdie on them, maybe. So I just enjoy playing them.
Awesome. Anything else?
Just one bigger picture question. I think the course is playing about 65-50 today. Just in general, what do you think of LPGA course setups? Are they too long, too short? And just what do you think of the setup today?
I mean, usually I think the LPGA, like, there's a good mix. Like, some weeks it's really tough out there depending on conditions. Today was a bit easier, but, you know, I mean, if there's rain or there's wind, you know, conditions can always change the course. I think playing today with the game I had, I just play very solid and I like the look of the course today. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Good.
I was just going to add, I know it's only one round, but, you know, to finish a morning round in the lead as of right now, does that add any boost going into tomorrow or the weekend?
I mean, it feels really nice because I didn't feel like I was, like I said, I didn't force anything. It was just really smooth out there. I was really just enjoying playing and trying to, you know, make as many birdies as possible.
Cool.
When for a lot of years now, I know golfers have put more concentration into weight training, fitness, diet, things like that. How much of importance is that to you?
I enjoy working out. I see it as, you know, something I do off the course to get my mind other things. So I tend to work out quite a lot during tournament weeks. I'm not a huge diet girl. I eat whatever I want and what I like. I might be a bit picky with what it contains, but other than that, I just see it more as a hobby.